We met in Final Callbacks.
Yeah, the in last New York day. City. Yeah, he was flown in.
Yep.
And that's when I knew I was going to get it because I'm like, wow, they flew in him to read with me. And I knew he was going to get it. So
I still didn't know I was going to get it at that point, though.
I already know.
Yeah, you probably did.
So what is it like when you first meet, shake hands or whatever, and, oh, by the way, for the next several months, we'll be playing Star-Crossed Lovers across the stage?
It's interesting. We had to kiss on our very first day of rehearsal.
Just like that, too. It's not like, all right, at this point, you're going to kiss. It's like, you better know what you're doing. Like, because here's that last line. Oh, and there's the kiss.
Yeah. I think the more we work together, the more comfortable we get. I don't think we were ever uncomfortable. It's just getting to know each other better personally. Yeah. And then the roles. I mean, we have to be in love, so we better get along.
Well, you're actors, so part of your job is to, excuse me for this non-acting term, is to fake it. I mean, right? I mean, not fake it, but make us believe you're someone you're not.
Right.
So, I mean, being in love on stage is part of that acting job.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have, for me at least, I have to, I mean, when I see him on stage, I don't see Ross. I see Tony, and I'm Maria, and so I have to fall in love with him every night, as she would. I don't take any... Every time I hate him, I don't take it on stage. No, I'm kidding.
You hate me?
No. Absolutely not.
So for the touring production, rehearsal started in New York, then you had a few in Tempe.
Right.
And did Kurt, did you actually have performances in Tempe before you went to Dallas?
We didn't. The previous cast did.
Mm-hmm. We actually had our one and only tech rehearsal in Tempe. So the only time we had before an actual performance to do it with lights...
Orchestra,
costumes, everything, was in Tempe one time. And then we debuted in Dallas.
And luckily it went well, because, yeah.
Yeah.
The reviews were very, very good.
They were good, thankfully.
Yeah, really.
Does it matter for you which stage you're on? I mean, do you, when you go to a new venue, whether it's Dallas or Walton Arts Center or some other, do you look at the stage and figure it out, or does that matter?
Yeah, I think... I mean, this, compared to Dallas, the audience is basically on stage with us here. Like, you can actually see people's faces. And in Dallas, you couldn't see anybody until the ballet. But now it's like,
it was so big.
Right there. So it's intimate, it's great. And,
So does that make a difference to you on stage? Or once you're Tony, once you're Maria, once you're Officer Krupke, that's just who you are, no matter where you are?
Should be.
Should be. I feel like it's more, at least last night, it was more alive here. Because they're so close.
People really are more on their toes.
Yeah, and you really can't phone it in. I mean, if they're watching your face, you really can't just go through the show on autopilot. You really have to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. I actually really liked it.
What compels you to audition for, I mean, West Side Story, a classic of American stage and screen. What prompted you to want to be Tony and traveling across the country, or Maria?
I've always wanted to be Tony. I think I was talking to the actor that plays Krupke. I said when I was like 23 or 24, I'm going to play Tony in West Side Story on Broadway. Didn't happen on Broadway, but I mean, the tour happened. So it's been a passion of mine for at least the last, well, I'm not going to say, no, I'm 27. So the last couple of years. And I mean, it's a dream role. You get to sing Something's Coming. You get to sing Maria. And it's gritty, too. It's not just like a... It's not like Brigadoon or...
Seven Brides.
Seven Brides, yeah. I love Brigadoon, too, but you know what I mean.
I know, yeah. It's not just a happy musical.
Right.
Maria is my dream role. I mean, I'm Puerto Rican and I'm a soprano, so it has to be, almost. But also, like he said, there's such a character there, you know? You just go from the very beginning. I go from a girl, inexperienced, wide-eyed, innocent, and... to this end, you know, this dramatic end, I fall in love. It's everything you would want as an actress and as a singer. I get to sing the most beautiful songs, I think, in musical theater history. I mean, it's kind of big to say, but I think so. Everyone knows them, which is great, too, so everyone loves the musical. And especially this production, because Arthur Lawrence, you know, reimagined it, I guess. And so it's kind of nice to be part of something new and different.
You get to sing Maria.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's fun. Yeah, it's fun every night.
What kind of... Of course, when you're in rehearsal, you are rehearsing what's going to be on stage, but I'm sure there are separate vocal rehearsals as well. Vocal coaches?
Yeah, we never worked with a vocal coach. Actually, we have the same vocal coach, which we realized once we got
after
to
we were
rehearsals.
Hired,
really?
So he is probably loving it.
Yeah, he's very happy.
Students are Tony Maria. But we worked with Patrick Vicarello, the main music director.
And our conductor.
And our conductor, John. Yeah, we work with him.
And we still work with him, yeah, on some of our things. But yeah, I think it was, we were coached quite a bit. At least I was. Because I mean, he was with the show longer than me, so I think he worked before I did. But yeah, I mean, apart from just the acting, all the singing is a totally different thing. You have to get that in your body first, in your voice first, and to be comfortable to then act it on stage.
Wow.
You don't want to be, at least I don't want to just be standing there singing and thinking about just singing.
Right, you have to be acting as well.
Exactly, yeah. And sometimes you do have to step out of your actor head for a minute and look at the conductor and say, am I on beat here?
You know, this work is more than half a century old, but it still seems incredibly relevant, especially with the reimagining. What is it? I mean, is it? It's an age old story of a boy and girl, but there's, you know, also issues of other people and how you relate to them. Do you find it still relevant in 2011?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's sad, but something like racism is still big deal today, and it's a shame, but so yeah, that's something that people can relate to. And I mean, the love story, of course, hopefully anybody can relate to that at some point in their life. And I think it's more, I think they've kept it relevant by making it a little bit grittier. You know, they've given the sharks and the shark girls the ability to speak in Spanish, which has given them a sense of
authenticity.
Yeah. And it empowers them a little bit, too. So it's not like, you know, it's not as jokey around like frigadigga and bam, bam. I mean, they still have stuff like that, but they've taken out some of the comic bits, you know, to make it a little bit more up to date.
Yeah, and the Spanish, too. I mean, at least me being Latina, that's the way we speak. We go in and out of English and Spanish, especially here in America. And so it's definitely more relevant for, you know, a Latin person sees it. They can say, oh, that's actually how my family speaks.
So this is a production day. There is a performance tonight. What's your normal routine? Is there a time when you start thinking about the you're shaking your head. Do you not have a normal routine, Ross?
I know. Mine changes every day. Like the other day, right before I went on stage, I go, oh, I didn't warm up.
I hate you. That's terrible.
But luckily, it was one of those days where you just wake up warmed up. Like when I get out of bed, sometimes I'm, oh, that's cool.
He can sing anytime.
not
yes,
true.
He can.
But no, I was joking with one of the other actors. I get dressed at like places the other day, or some days I get dressed at half hour. I think you have more of a routine, right?
In my head, I do. I don't think I need it, but in my mind, I think I need it more. yeah, I make sure I warm up at least like half an hour before. And I try not to talk after that just because I don't want to – I feel like if I talk, I'm going to get rid of my warm-up or something. And I do a lot of annoying things like, yeah, yeah. People are like, shut up. I'm like, but I have to stay in my head voice. Yeah, and I drink tea. I think every show I've developed this thing, I like my tea and honey. I just have to have it. I don't know if it helps, but it makes me feel better.
And one last question. When you were in Dallas, did you find the perfect belt buckle? You put on your blog that you were going to be looking.
Well, no, I did not. I have a beautiful belt buckle from Tombstone, Arizona, and I wanted to find one like that, and I didn't find one. I was really disappointed, unfortunately.
Did you get boots?
I didn't get boots. No, I really didn't buy anything there.
Oh, man.
Well, that's disappointing.
Thank you both so much for coming in. And
thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.